Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, and welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we are chatting today about a question that we actually got sent in from one of our listeners, which I think is a really great question. And it is about the fresh versus frozen fruit and veggie debate. Who knew this was such a great debate?
It is, though. It's a really good question, and it is a good debate because it's like, you know, you always, I mean, even for me growing up, I always believed that like fresh was always the way to go. Like, I just believed that because I felt like, you know, obviously I felt like canned was not an option, which I still believe is not an option. But then also I always assumed that like frozen just meant not healthy. So this is, I think, and I'm not going to try to jump into what I know and what I know to be true, because I know we're going to talk about this today. But I just, it's definitely something that I think is important for people to know and to kind of understand the differences.
Well, and I think especially when it comes to nutrition conversations, this is something that people talk about a lot because they want to know, like, okay, is frozen vegetables not good for me? You know, if I'm doing fresh, but I'm doing non-organic, is that okay? Like, there's so many questions around what to do. And I think it's just a really good way to kind of clear it up and also give some, a little bit more information when you are making decisions so you can make decisions that work for you. Because that's kind of the stance I always take on anything to do with nutrition, is that, you know, you've got to do A, what works with your lifestyle, what works with your budget, and also what works with your area, because some of us have access to, you know, farms and fresh fruits and vegetables more than others, and some are in urban centers. So, you know, you have to really kind of look at your situation and then make the healthiest decisions based on that.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So, okay, let's just start off talking a little bit about fresh fruits and vegetables and frozen fruits and vegetables. So, we all know right now, obviously, like the weather is getting colder. I don't know where everyone listening is, but we are in Canada. And for us, it's like I'm pulling out the toques and the furry socks and like all my gear is like ready to go. Like it is getting cold.
Except for this past week, we had that nice little stint of warm weather that just tricks you back into believing it's going to get nice again.
I know. Well, depending in Canada on where you are, because
oh, yeah, of course.
Snow this morning.
Well, where I am.
But yeah, so as it gets colder, we're super limited to what we have that's actually in season, right? Like, you know, we have things that are really in season when it gets cold. It's more like root vegetables, the things that grow underground because they're more resilient. Things like cabbage, apples, Brussels sprouts, potatoes. Those are the kind of things that are more in season as the weather starts to change. So we kind of say goodbye to a lot of our fruits and our leafy green veggies. So like our strawberries and blackberries and blueberries and all those ones have the awesome antioxidants. And same with a lot of the lettuce and the kales and all that, because they're more delicate. So they obviously can't withstand, and they grow overground, so they can't withstand the cold weather. So this is kind of where I think that I kind of start to go on the side of going for the frozen. Like, what do you do right now in terms of your veggies? Like, what's your current fridge situation?
My current fridge sitch is, I've actually been buying, well, as you know, I buy all organic veggies and fruits. And so I kind of buy whatever I think looks really fresh, because buying organic from like a chain grocer as opposed to like a local farmer is actually really challenging because they have very limited sort of options. I find that they generally have, you know, like three or four different fruit options and like some veggies. So I kind of go with like whatever they have available and whatever looks fresh. But definitely, I mean, more towards root vegetables right now. I bought like a lot of squash. That's kind of what I'm into right now. And some sweet potatoes and carrots. And then any of my greens, I mean, unfortunately, I do have to buy the ones that are packaged. that are the organic version, just so that I can still get kale and everything else, because I find that the fresh stuff just isn't an option right now.
Well, and that's just it. And I mean, if you're looking at my fridge and my cupboards right now, I'm totally stocked up on the roots. Like I've got, like I was just saying, how they're in season. I've got a lot of root vegetables. I'm doing a lot of soups. You know, I'm doing a lot of Brussels sprouts for the greens, more cauliflower, cabbage, that kind of stuff. But I definitely still want to get in the kale and, you know, the leafy greens that we're talking about. So for you, when you're saying, you know, you buy organic, which is awesome, but obviously, like I was saying, that's not an option for everybody, right? And organic is it's very expensive. And the other thing when it comes to organic that I think a lot of people forget, as well as when it comes to buying fresh, is that you've got to take into account where that food is coming from. Because if you live, let's say, you know, in Toronto, and you are buying organic kale that's coming from, let's say, California, the amount of time that it's taking for that to travel, the impact on the environment, the amount of nutrients it actually loses by the time that it gets to your door, it could be a lot better for you to buy frozen and just utilize frozen organic kale. You know what I mean? Like there's so many factors, like I was saying, that kind of come into it. So let's start off by just talking about what happens when you eat fresh. So most fresh fruits and vegetables, they're actually picked before they are ripe. So like when you see, you know, tomatoes at the store that are nice and ripe and red and juicy, usually when they are picked from the vine, they're actually green. And the reason being is because if they picked them when they're ripe, they'd be a bowl of mush, right? When they're on your grocery store shelves, because they're still ripening as they go.
Totally.
So when they're picked, when they're green, it allows them time to fully ripen as they're being transported. So they have a lot less time to develop all of their vitamins and minerals and natural antioxidants, because that happens on the vine, right? So usually we want to pick our fruit when they're ripe. We get all the nutrients right from it. But when we pick it before it's ripe, they haven't fully developed yet. And I actually found this interesting stat, and it was saying that in the U.S., fruits and vegetables can spend anywhere from 3 days to several weeks in transit before even arriving at the distribution center, not even at your grocery store where you can buy it, at the main distribution center.
That's crazy.
I know. Like, I don't know if you've seen, like, some of the, like, when I've bought apples, and, like, literally they've been in my bowl for, like, 4 weeks, and I'm like, how are these apples still not going bad? I'm like, when were they picked, first of all, and how are they still not going bad? Like, it's so crazy to me.
Yeah, no, it definitely is something that always kind of puzzles me when I have something that's just like, it's just been in my fridge forever, like mushrooms. I find mushrooms can like stay in my fridge sometimes. I just forget about them, and then I'm like, oh, they're still okay. And then I don't know, I get weirded out by it.
Well, yeah. And there's obviously things that are going to, you know, break down quicker than others based on how they're made. But it's like, I just find it so insane. But that's one of the things when it comes to eating fresh that, you know, we've got to take into account is that, okay, if you're going to eat it, it's traveling. It's probably losing a lot of the nutrients. That's why they say like go local, go organic, because usually if you're buying something locally from a farmer, you know, you can talk to them too and ask them like, when was this picked? You know, and usually it's picked quite close to the time that they are selling it, because they're not going to be, you know, harvesting and storing tons of fruits and veggies for weeks on end in their barn and then bringing them out to sell. So that's something to take into account when going with fresh. So that's why, especially for people who are in cities, I'm a big believer in frozen vegetables. And a lot of people are not when it comes to the nutrition world. People have different opinions on it, but like everything, everyone has different opinions. So in this podcast, we're sharing our opinion. And the reason why I think that it's best to go frozen, especially during the winter months, is because fruits and vegetables that are frozen, they're generally picked when they are at their peak ripeness. So as we were saying, you know, the fresh ones, they're picked before they're ripe, then they are traveling, then they're sold. Frozen vegetables are actually picked when they're fully ripe, when they've got the most nutrients. And then as soon as they're picked, they are pretty much washed, blanched, cut, frozen, and packaged within a few hours. So it ends up being that, you know, they maintain a lot more of their nutrition because they're like basically like flash frozen. You know what I mean?
Right. So if that's the case, sorry to interrupt you, but if that's the case, and if it's picked at the peak ripeness and it's probably the most nutritious, what is the argument against it?
Well, for some people, it's the process in which they are, the freezing is like what happens during the freezing process, because there could be, you know, areas where they could get either contaminated, or it's what they're utilizing to actually freeze the vegetables and fruit. And that's where it just is a matter of, you know, doing a little bit of homework, looking at the brands that you're buying and seeing the process that they use. You know, a lot more of the organic companies will definitely be using no chemicals in the process of their freezing.
Right.
And sometimes they add in things like extra sugar or added salt or things like that to prevent spoiling. So you just want to make sure that you are doing your homework on that.
Right.
The other thing too, when it comes to frozen, is that we all, like, you know, have you ever, you know, you've bought a bag of frozen berries and you defrost them and they kind of turn to mush.
Yeah.
So when fruits are being frozen, they kind of go through a little bit of a different process, but this kind of leads us into our next thing. So yes, we're saying, okay, you know, frozen fruits and veggies are great. And if anyone out there uses them, you might be thinking, okay, but when I defrost that bag of berries, it tastes like a bowl of mush. So what can I do with these?
Right. And the same goes, and sorry, but the same goes for me, like when we were just talking earlier about fresh veggies and stuff, and you know how I was saying, like, for kale, I still buy the fresh kale, even though I know it's not in season right now where we are. I still buy it. I still buy the organic version, and I know that it has to transport. But the reason why I do it is because I always feel like if I buy frozen kale, I like it for salads.
Yeah.
I feel like if I buy the frozen version, any frozen fruits and veggies I generally use for cooking purposes, not necessarily for fresh eating purposes. Does that make sense?
Completely. And that's where it's like, you know, you kind of have to think about the purpose in which you're using them for.
Yeah. And I know, I think that's what we're going to talk about right now. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun.
No, but it's a true thing, because I'm the same way. Like, yes, you know, I love kale and I buy frozen kale all the time. Cause like when you buy it in bags, usually it comes in like little nuggets. Like it's frozen nuggets. It's not just like one big ball of kale. So you can just kind of take out a couple of nuggets and you use it in your soups or whatever it is that you're using it in. But of course it's already cooked down. So it's kind of mushy in a sense. Like it's cooked down kale. Like if you've never cooked down kale, think about cooked down spinach. It's like, you know, kind of wet and
a little slimy.
Yeah. we're not selling spinach very well here. Like, for example, if I would want to make a salad with kale or with spinach, I'm obviously not going to do it from the frozen. So that's where, you know, in the wintertime, you kind of got to, and not just the winter, year round, you kind of got to give and take as to what you're cooking with. And a lot of times too, our tastes change as the seasons go. And that's why we tend to crave a lot more comfort food as it gets colder. And we want those root vegetables because we need that more, you know, nourishment to keep us warm from the inside out. But we still want to make sure that we're getting all those awesome nutrients in that we get from the green veggies and, you know, the berries and all the things that aren't available during those months. Mm-hmm. So for things like fruits, when I'm buying frozen fruit, I always stock up on berries. That's kind of my number one, because not only are they super low in sugar, they're like one of the lowest sugar fruits. They have one of the lowest impacts on blood sugar. So we've talked about this before, the, you know, how carbohydrates, they spike, they turn to glucose in the body, and then that glucose spikes blood sugar. And if you're eating foods that are really high in carbohydrates or glucose, well, which carbohydrates turns into glucose, this will spike your, this is called high glycemic because it will spike your blood sugar pretty quickly. So berries are considered as low glycemic because they don't spike that blood sugar because they're low in carbohydrates and low in sugar. Little side lesson there. They're also super low in calories. They're also very high in fiber, antioxidants and phytonutrients, which we love for preventing illness. So I usually stock up on those. And also, I don't know about you, like I find it's a lot cheaper to end up buying the frozen berries than it is to actually buy the fresh berries.
Yes and no. It depends. I mean, when they're in season, no, because you can get fresh berries pretty cheap from like local farmers, I find. But definitely frozen fruit is like one of the things that I go with too, but I usually get like the mango strawberry mix just because I like the combo. And as you know, I sent you that photo the other day, how excited I was when I saw that they now started packaging the pre-cut avocado pieces in frozen fruit in the veggie section.
Well, and for us, for anyone listening in the States, you might have had this for a long time, but in Canada, this is kind of a new thing. They have the chunks of frozen avocado, and they also have the chunks of frozen coconut, which is awesome.
Yeah, no, I totally saw that.
Yeah, because they're two, like, really delicious additions to your smoothies, but also they're really great sources of fiber and healthy fats. So I'm so pumped that they have those.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So for the fruits, like, what are some of the ways that you like to incorporate frozen fruit, berries, mangoes, whatever it is, into your diet? How could somebody listening incorporate it into their diet?
For me, it's the same, like, in the sense of smoothies. Like, I definitely, you know, put them into my smoothies instead of using ice. I just use those to kind of give it that cold sort of creamy kind of sensation. I also sometimes just eat them. Like, I just let them thaw a little bit, not to the point when they're like liquidy and mushy, but just so that they're kind of a little bit soft. And I eat them as like a snack just because it's super delicious. And then there's also, you know, the option of using it for, like I was saying, I like to use stuff for cooking. So if I'm like baking or anything like that, which I've been practicing my baking lately because I'm trying to get my mom game strong and before the baby comes. So I've been like just trying to figure out different ways to incorporate like fruits and veggies into like different baking dishes, like whether I'm making muffins or breads or things like that, and just trying to figure out different ways to utilize it. And like you said, because from, you know, perspective, even from a cost savings perspective, right now organic strawberries are like skyrocket through the roof and they're really hard to find anywhere. So I don't buy them. So now I've been buying the organic frozen ones.
Well, and that's one thing that I kind of tend to think of when I'm, you know, when I'm using fruit, like frozen fruits and different things, I tend to think of things that are going to be, that the fruit is already going to kind of turn soft anyways in the cooking process.
Exactly.
So something like, for example, if you're doing like a fruit crumble, like crumbles are huge for us in Canada because, you know, again, it's cooler. We like something that's kind of hearty, but that you can do really healthy fruit crumbles. And we actually have a really good one on our blog. I'll put a link to it in the blog that goes along with this podcast. But, you know, using like frozen raspberries, just putting them right in mixed with apples, topping that with oats and honey is like an amazing healthy dessert. Also adding them in muffins, you know, because obviously blueberries, raspberries, they kind of turn to that, like, I don't like to say mushy because it makes them sound like they're gross, like soft already when you're doing that. So there's no point in really buying the fresh ones because you're already going to, you know, cook it. So
yeah, no, I agree.
The frozen ones. Like you said, smoothies, amazing. Because then again, you don't need to be adding in any extra ice because the frozen fruit acts as that. Some other things that I do with it too is, I make like berry sauce or I make peach jam, instant chia jam, which is amazing.
Do you have a recipe for that?
I think we actually have one on the blog as well for the chia jam. So simple. Like literally you just take frozen peaches, put them into a pot, and then you start to mix them up with, just start to heat them up and then stir them till they turn into like a nice, they start to go jammy as the sugars start to release. And you can even add a little bit of maple syrup if you want and a tablespoon of chia seeds. And the chia seeds is actually what makes it jammy. Then you get a ton of extra fiber and healthy fats in there as well. And I've actually even left out the maple syrup. Like I don't even put the maple syrup in.
Right.
I find that the peaches are sweet enough.
Right.
But yeah, so that's something, you know, again, you're cutting out something that is processed in your diet that you could add natural and you could do it right from frozen fruit. Something else I do is overnight oats.
I've never gotten into those.
Oh my God, I'm so into them.
I can't do it. Every time I even see them, I just can't. I don't know why. I wish I could. I wish I could like them. I just can't.
They're a hot topic in my home right now. They're totally on them and prepping them for the week. So super easy to make if you've never heard of overnight oats. Again, we'll put a link on the blog. And same with steel cut oats. So steel cut oats are oats that are also known as oat groats. So they're the ones that are really, they're the purest kind of cut of oats. So they're a lot more heartier, and you can't cook them, you know, in 30 seconds in the microwave, like the whatever Quaker oats. They actually take about 4 hours to cook, but
I like to make the steel cut oats in my slow cooker.
Yes. So good in the slow cooker. Mm-hmm. And then you just throw in the frozen fruit and they just melt right into it pretty much. Like they'll still keep their texture, but, and then you get some extra juice running through it and it's delicious. And then other things I do, like I always have frozen fruit, frozen cranberries for stuffing for the holidays. And then also for desserts, I do a lot of desserts with frozen fruit. So frozen bananas mixed with peanut butter or cashew butter is like the best ice cream you will ever have. Just blend the two of them together. And it's like, we serve it at our retreats and people go like bananas literally for it, for lack of a better word. So yeah. So those are just some ways that, you know, that we use frozen fruits to get, in our diets and how you guys can incorporate them in too. Super easy. And also look for them when they're on sale. Like that's the one thing I do as well. Cause I know a lot of us out there find healthy eating really expensive and it doesn't have to be, but you do have to be a little bit of a smart shopper. I recently downloaded, I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's an app called Flip.
Oh my gosh. I saw the commercial for it the other day and I'm not someone who ever like sees a commercial and is like, I need to have that. I was watching the commercial and downloading the app at the exact same time. Cause I was like, that looks awesome.
Oh, it's amazing. So my sister got me on it and it's for anyone who's listening, it's Flip, F-L-I-P-P. And what it is, it's a, like a coupon and flyer app. So for anyone out there who does not price match, and if you are trying to eat healthier and you are like definitely conscious of the budget, I highly recommend to get this app because then you can check out where all the sales are going on, go to a grocery store that price matches, and then you can get it all for that price. So for example, I don't have a Loblaws in my area. That's a Canadian grocery store. And they had frozen fruit on for $2.99 a bag. Usually it's about $6 a bag, $5.99 a bag. So to save $3 a bag is a lot. And so I checked on my Flip. I saved it. And when I went to the grocery store near me that does price matching, I just showed them that. And I literally bought like 20 bags of frozen fruit and stocked up. So yeah. So for any budget conscious people, that's a little tip. I'm totally into price matching now.
I haven't gotten that far into it. Like I like the idea of those things. Same with like the couponing, like when you watch those couponing shows and stuff, like I get so like excited about it, but I don't know why. I always go to the same grocery store and I just buy whatever they have because I don't know, because I'm lazy. But
that's the thing that's great.
Maybe we'll call it lazy.
No, but if you are at a grocery store that price matches, you just look on your Flip app and check all the other grocery stores and you can still shop at your same grocery store. You just get the deals from all the other ones instead of running around.
No, I totally know. I know my mom does it all the time. I don't know what it is. I'm just so lazy. I download it and then I like look at it once and then I don't do it. Anyways, we digress. Back to frozen veggies now.
Frozen veggies. Okay, so we talked about our frozen fruits and we have lots of yummy stuff you could do with it. And we also have our app now. We can get it on sale. So frozen vegetables. Okay, when you think of frozen vegetables, what do you think of? I think of the same thing all the time.
I actually always think of the ones that I buy. I always buy, because I always buy the same ones. I always buy Brussels sprouts and I buy the mix that is like for spaghetti sauce for when I'm just like want to make something really fast. And then I also think of it now with avocado. That's kind of like the only.
Well, avocado is actually a fruit.
Right. Sorry. These are like the only frozen things that I usually buy besides like the mango strawberry mix. That's kind of where those are like the ones that I stick to.
Well, when I think of veggies, I always think of the same thing. And I think of when I was a kid that, and I still see it every time I go to the frozen food section. It's that big, like see-through bag. That's peas, carrots, and corn.
Oh.
Like it's that mixture of those little tiny carrot cubes and like,
I know what you're talking about. I've seen it. I've never bought it. I've never had it and I've never bought it.
Yeah. It's like, that's what
my parents were stuck on the canned veggies when I was growing up. They didn't do frozen. And I didn't like the canned ones either. I didn't eat any of I was like, everything's gross. Everything felt soggy all the time.
Yeah, which as being on this podcast right now, we're not even going there because please just avoid canned.
Oh yeah, no, totally. Corn,
please make sure it's organic just because it's so genetically modified. But that, again, we digress. But yeah, so I always think about, when I used to think of buying frozen veggies, that's what I always thought about. And I'm the same as you when you were talking about the kale earlier. Like, I like my vegetables, even when I cook them, I like them with some crispness to them. So I usually do a lot of stir fry, saute, or I do a lot of roasting. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the way I like to cook it. But there's so much of a purpose and so many ways you can use the frozen vegetables too. So we definitely want to make sure that people are thinking about frozen veggies outside of, you know, peas, carrots, corn, and whatever else weirdness that they've had before, or the mushiness. So, I mean, some of the major things are squashes. So they have bags of like butternut squash cubes in the frozen food section, and they are so awesome to use for soup. So I don't know if like you've ever made butternut squash soup, and like the amount of prep time it takes to peel and cut and like get into a butternut squash, you're like, $5 later.
Yeah, no, for sure. I forgot. Squash is actually one of the ones that I will buy as well. But I usually buy it only, I don't buy it on the regular. I buy it when I'm like planning, like when I do my meal prep for the week and I plan what I'm going to make. If I'm adding it in, I'll buy it for sure. But it's not something I have readily available in my freezer at all times.
Completely. And what I end up doing is I still cook a lot with like the fresh veggies, but I always have, it's almost like I keep my freezer as like a lot for backup too. So like if I'm running in, like getting home late and I'm really hungry and I don't want to cook anything that takes a long time, if you have like, you know, some chicken broth, throw some onions, dump in the butternut squash, some seasonings, just bring it to a boil and throw it in the blender. Like literally it takes, there's no cutting, there's no chopping pretty much. And you have like a healthy soup in 5 minutes, not even, you know? So it's like, it's a really great backup option to keep on your healthy path, as opposed to being like, crap, I'm home, I'm tired, I don't have time to cook anything. And then you're grabbing for crap, you know?
Yeah.
So I find a lot. So with frozen, anything for soups, I buy a lot of frozen. So same thing with like frozen cauliflower, frozen broccoli, stuff like that. I definitely have a stock up of frozen veggies for my like soup making. Mm-hmm. Another thing I like to do is, like I was saying about the kale, like it comes in like little pucks, so does spinach. So we really want to make sure we're getting in our greens. Like it's especially over the winter months where we are needing a lot more nutrition. It's darker out earlier. You know, our immune systems are usually down because we've got a lot of flu going around and we're trying to fight off a lot of stuff. So greens are one of the best things for our body. So getting in, you know, still getting the greens in our smoothies, buying those frozen pucks of spinach, kale, stuff like that are awesome to throw in. The next one, I know you were talking about your spaghetti sauce mix.
Yeah.
And also it was in another one before, sneaking in, like throwing in spinach pucks and stuff like that into your spaghetti sauce.
Oh, totally. I literally put like, and I know I talked about this on a podcast before, but like I put like every single vegetable I have in my house in my spaghetti sauces. I don't limit it to just the peppers and mushrooms kind of thing. I'm like Brussels sprouts. Sure.
I know. Yeah. And it's like, and if you don't like a chunky sauce, just blend it and you can't see any of it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I like it chunky though, cause it makes it feel more like a meal. Cause sometimes I just eat it just like that. Like I don't even put it on anything. Most of the time I'll put it on brown rice, but generally I just eat it like that.
Oh yeah. I made turkey meatballs last night. And I actually eat them on top of a bed of fresh spinach. That's usually how I serve it. I don't know why. It makes me feel like it's better like being served on top of something.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
So some of the other things for veggies too that are great. Frozen cauliflower is like a must have because, again, super high in fiber, super low glycemic, low calorie. And I made a shepherd's pie the other day and the topping instead of mashed potatoes was mashed cauliflower and it was the bomb. Like honestly, this was probably the best shepherd's pie I've ever made. And you know how a lot of times when you do a swap out, everyone's like, oh my God, it's so good. And then like you eat it and you're like, it's not really that good, but you kind of convince yourself it's good because you think it's healthy. Like I do this all the time. I'm like, oh my God, this weird date square is like amazing. I'm like, it's supposed to be like a chocolate protein bar and it's just dates and something else. I'm like, no, it's not. It tastes like dates. But frozen collard, like this swap out was actually phenomenal. And so frozen cauliflower, it's really good to make, like we call them potatoes, or like even to make hash browns with. You can chop them up from frozen and you saute them and they mimic hash browns. They're so
delicious.
And the last thing just to think about frozen veggies too, to get them into your diet, is another way to use them too, is in baking. So squash is a really great substitute for oil in your baking. So adding pumpkin, adding any type of like a lighter, not the denser squash, like an acorn squash and things like that, but you know, the lighter ones like a pumpkin or a summer squash, they're a really good swap out for vegetable oil in any type of baking. And they
keep your really? I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. So squash, apple. If you do dairy, you can also do things like Greek yogurt, but squash is a really, really great one.
Interesting. And how do you do that? Just out of curiosity, do you have to blend it down or do you?
A lot of times too, when you buy the, if you buy the canned pumpkin, even though we're not talking so much about canned today, but the canned organic pumpkin that's already blended is great. Make sure it's not pumpkin pie filling though. But you can also buy in the frozen food section, there's blocks. Like it's a total block of squash. It'll say squash on it. And you just defrost the whole thing and it should already be soft enough, but you might want to run it through the blender just depending on what you're baking. Like if it's something that's heartier, you might not blend it down, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay. So do you have anything else you like to use your veggies for?
Not really. I mean, my thing is just always trying to avoid, like, I mean, I use frozen veggies, like I said, for similar things that you were already mentioning. The one thing for me that has always sort of put me off, and it might put off some of our listeners as well with frozen veggies, was when, you know, like when you go to like a banquet hall or something and you eat those veggies and you know that they're like the frozen veggies, because it's like those carrots and beans and they just taste like nothing. And like, even their texture is kind of like spongy. Like that's always been like my fear, right? With veggies, buying frozen veggies, was that they'll just taste really kind of like bland and kind of like liquidy almost.
Yeah.
But what I've realized is, you know, and this is sort of what I'm sharing with everyone listening, is that the best thing that I think personally that I find that I can do with it is make sure that I'm incorporating it into a recipe as opposed to just eating it as is. So when I incorporate it into a soup, the texture changes and the taste changes because it takes on all the taste and all the flavors that you've added to the soups. And the same thing with the spaghetti sauces and et cetera. So I generally avoid eating frozen veggies just like steamed and then on a plate.
Oh yeah.
But I will definitely... but I'm definitely big on using them for anything else that is going to be like incorporated. So if you are someone who had that same apprehension that I used to have with frozen veggies, being like, oh, they're going to make everything taste like mushy and like watery and weird, it's totally not the case as long as you're incorporating it.
Well, and that's where I think I totally agree. And I think it's the same thing as we talked about for the fruit. You know, think about things that you're going to, when you're utilizing it, don't think of it as a standalone or for texture. If you're a texture person, think of it more as, you know, something that you would already eat your vegetable cooked down in. So like, you know, the soup or, you know, adding it to a smoothie that's going to be blended, or baking or things like that, as opposed to thinking, like you just said, like, okay, let's have this as like a side. Because even when you're adding it to, you know, spaghetti sauce, if you want a more crunchier spaghetti sauce, obviously go with like the fresh carrots. But if it's more going to be blended into the sauce, go with the frozen carrots.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. So where do we kind of stand on all of this, on the great fresh versus frozen debate? And I think it's, you know, obviously kind of where we stand. We are pro fresh and we are pro frozen.
Yeah, I think it's like an even keel. Like I don't think that there's like one side of this debate that feels any greater than the other, really. I think they just both have their own different sort of benefits.
And my major stance is like, I think it's best to have a mix of both. So do as much as you can that is fresh, in season and local. Because that way, you know, it's the freshest, it's been picked close to its ripeness, it hasn't been traveling, so it's not hurting the environment, and you're also supporting local. And a lot of times too, it's a lot cheaper. So go for the fresh as much as you can, And then have frozen in your freezer as backups or during winter when you can't, where those fresh ones aren't available to you. So you can still get those nutrients in throughout the winter. And then I also am a big believer, and I'm starting one this summer. And I know this might make me sound like, I don't know, like, ooh, I'm a little bit of, I'm totally a hippie, but I kind of do have an inner hippie actually. But I'm starting my own vegetable garden. So I actually moved, I live now in the country. So my neighbor has a vegetable garden. I was talking to her and she's going to help me start it next year. And I'm so excited. But even living in the country, if you live in the city, you can still do a box garden on your balcony, or, you know, if you have a backyard and you live anywhere in the suburbs or wherever it is, you can do a vegetable garden now. And there's so many things out there at like the planting stores or at Canadian Tire or Home Depot to really support that. So the best thing to do is start your own.
I know. And how exciting would it be like to be coming in from your backyard to be like, and here's our dinner. And you have like some carrots and some tomatoes in hand and some green leafy vegetables, you know, it's exciting stuff.
Totally. And they're so great for kids and getting kids involved in their food from an early age. Cause the one thing that's very interesting, and then we'll wrap this up. When it comes to actually your digestive health, your digestive process starts with your eyes. It starts by not by what you put in your mouth. It starts by looking at the food. So now with us, you know, totally going in this way of fast food and drive-throughs, we're not digesting properly because we don't even see the food before we put it in our mouths. You know what I mean? You drive up to McDonald's, they give you a brown paper bag, you don't see the food. Next thing you know, your first view is when it's going to your mouth. Whereas if you're cooking and you're cultivating your food, your eyes start to see the food, which sends a signal to your digestive system to start the process, start creating the enzymes that are going to break down the food. So then when you go to eat it, it's a lot easier to digest. You're absorbing more of the nutrients and your gut is happy and you're healthier. Don't you find that interesting?
Yeah, totally interesting.
So that's one of the things that's kind of tying into a lot of the digestive issues nowadays, is because people are totally skipping that. Where other people make our food, we're so uninvolved in that pre-process that we're missing out on a lot of the health benefits. So side note to everybody, cook. Cook and make a garden. And then have some backup frozen vegetables for the times that it's too cold outside for your garden. Okay, so what's your biggest takeaway from today?
I think my biggest takeaway would just be to, you know, find a balance that works for you and, you know, try out, like, don't be afraid to go and try frozen fruits and veggies, because, you know, some people are afraid because they feel like they're not as nutritious when in fact they're probably oftentimes maybe even more nutritious than the fresh varieties, just based on like the timing and the travel, etc. So don't be nervous about the nutrition aspect of it. Just figure out ways that you can incorporate it into recipes and don't, you know, so that you don't get put off by them by just trying them on their own.
I love it. And my biggest takeaway is kind of similar. I know at the beginning I was talking about, you know, where you're at in your current situation and doing the best that you can. So some of us, you know, we don't have access to organic food or, you know, to local farmers or things like that. And that's totally okay. I think there's a lot of snobbery in the nutrition world, whereas if you're not eating totally organic, totally healthy, you know, I shouldn't say totally healthy, but totally organic, that you are not doing good enough. And I think we need to completely get rid of that mentality, because we all have different situations. So as long as you're getting your fruits and veggies in and doing the best that you can and having a variety of fresh and frozen, I think that you're doing an amazing job. So ditch the snobbery thinking, just look at your current situation and do the best that you can.
Perfect.
And that's my final thoughts on fresh and frozen. Okay. So for anyone listening, if you want more information about FitChix, or if you want any of the recipes too, we're going to put some links on the blog, but if you want them ASAP or you want to check out other recipes, they're all listed on our blog, fitchix.ca/blog. We have a ton of stuff that is, it's all non-refined sugars, no sugar added, all natural recipes that are really easy, because I have ADD when it comes to cooking and I like to cook things with less than 5 ingredients. So you're going to notice there's a lot of recipes that have 5 ingredients or less. And also we have our new certification program coming up in January, which is called our Natural Weight Loss Coach Program. So as I just said that little tidbit about digestion at the end, we actually are going to be covering an entire module on digestion and how the body digests and absorbs and how to utilize effective digestion to support weight loss and also a ton of other stuff. So you can get more information on that at fitchicksacademy.com. And of course, we'd love to hear from you. So if you have anything you want us to talk about or anything you want us to cover, then email us at info@fitchicks.ca or hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Okay, everybody, that's it. Now go out and buy some frozen fruit. Have a good day.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.